word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
For word of mouth.
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 Well, Duff would.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. And now to our neighbors in the north, Quebec. Here's audio of LaPresse.com CA report from this morning showing Montreal police raiding households they suspect may be connected to student strikes and vandalism. Several homes have been searched and arrests made.
Opération policière tôt ce jeudi matin à la résidence du député Amir Kadir à Montréal. Dès 6 heures, un groupe de policiers a frappé.
Police sweeps in Canada? Eh? Prolonged protests over student tuition hikes came to a head late last month when more than 500 demonstrators were arrested in a single night. Protesters have twice paralyzed Montreal's subway system and vandalized buildings. U.S. coverage of the Quebec protests has been scant. After reading Boing Boing's post on demonstrations drawing upwards of 300,000 people, we wanted to find out what in the heck is happening in Quebec. So we contacted Kate McDonald of the Montreal weblog for more. Kate, welcome to the program. Kate is going to be with us in just a moment. We wanted to talk to you about the protests beginning with student complaints about tuition hikes. Kate, how long ago does this start?
Well, it really depends how you... The current problems in Quebec started in February, but they date from a plan from a year or two before by the ruling Liberal Party, that's the Quebec Liberal Party, to unfreeze tuition, which had been frozen for some years before that, and start ramping it up. Every year it would cost a little more. And students said, no, they're not going to accept that. And in February, mid-February, a fairly large chunk of Quebec students, about 40%, university students and college students, went on strike. I mean, people have argued that a student strike isn't a strike in the classic sense, but they left class, they picketed, they had demonstrations.
And since then, it's been continuing. How has the administration reacted to protests?
Well, not well, obviously. The vast majority of the protests have been peaceful. I want to stress that right away because it's very easy for the media to focus on one or two incidents that are a little more violent, but there have been windows broken. A few people have been injured. But beyond that, there have been thousands and thousands and thousands of people marching in the streets completely peacefully.
So I understand that Premier Jean Charest has helped move the government a little bit to the right and has been pushing for laws that actually come down specifically on protests. Can you give us some details on that?
Yes. What basically happened was he saw a couple of, you know, saw the results of a couple of demonstrations, didn't like it, and wrote a specific law. It's called Bill 78 here, and it was passed in May, and it specifically puts huge fines on things like demonstrating near a school. Specifically puts a huge fine on there was a problem with some of the demonstrators physically trying to stop other students from attending their classes. That mm-hmm. caused a lot of bad feeling. And there's huge fines on that. You're not allowed to have a demonstration without clearing your path you're going to take with the police. You have to give a lot of notice. I know this is normal in a lot of places, but in Quebec, that's pretty well been tolerated. And in fact, it's still being tolerated now. Every night, there's a demonstration here. Every night, there's a march. And every night, people in the neighborhoods come out with their pots and pans and make noise. And by and large, that's all been fine. The police, you know what Twitter is. The police tweet every night, this is an illegal demonstration, but it's being tolerated while it remains peaceful. And there's been almost no trouble with those demonstrations for weeks. It's been very, very calm.
But there was some trouble. This was in the large protests of May 22nd and 23rd. What happened?
Yeah, May 22nd's demonstration was outstanding. I was there, and the counts are different. People say there were some people who said, say, about 250,000 people in the street in the afternoon, walking and marching, and there were several different groups because it was a huge number of people that sort of split off, some on the legal path, some on the not, so those had been cleared of the police, some, you know, went off on their own, but there wasn't any trouble. It was that night a few people continued to demonstrate after dark, and they got a little hyper, and the police kettled them. I think you know about kettling, this around them, and they won't let you leave, and then they sort of move in on you, and it's frightening. I've never been in that situation, but people who have, it's really quite frightening, and people will react badly. And there was some bad events that night and the night after. Bad events in the sense that, you know, police came, the riot police had to came in, moved in, arrests were made, and charges were made.
More than 500 arrests, from what I understand. 518 people?
Yeah, well, it's the big city.
Yeah, it's true, but beyond these, the protesters, how does this, you know, famously, I'm sorry to say this, but we think of them as liberal, very polite Canadian public. How do they feel about this?
Well, I would say we're very split, because I've seen here, it's about 50-50. There's about 50% of the people here roughly support the students and their aims. Now, I should stress here that the student movement has become broadened, and the demonstrations that are occurring in the neighborhoods, they're not students anymore. There's old people, there's young people, there's kids, there's people who are no longer students, and everyone. Charest has been in power now with a majority since 2003, and a lot of people are beginning to feel his government has run its course. He's kind of over. Now, if you asked any one of these people what they wanted see instead, you would not necessarily get the same answer out of any of them. It's a little bit like Occupy in that sense. There's a